So next, I'd like to invite to the virtual stage, Simon Miner. Simon, come on up.
All right, so this is going to be something of an interactive story, so I'll let you know when your part starts. Last week, I had the chance to go to the CSUN Accessibility Conference in Anaheim, California. And if you don't know, this is a really big event that draws about 4,000 people from education and government and technology and the medical fields together to talk, sell, and just be in community about disability advocacy, assistive technology, and it's a great place for professionals who do web accessibility like me to hang out sometimes. But something happened here that was a little out of the ordinary for me. I learned that at the CSUN conference, you can actually get a room full of accessibility professionals to join in a sing-along. And I'll tell you how that happened. One of the things I love about working in web accessibility is how often it takes me in unexpected directions. You know, when I first started helping people make their websites more inclusive, I assumed I'd spend a lot of time writing code and reviewing websites and writing reports, and I do a lot of that. I really do. But sometimes you get to do unexpected things. Like for instance, last year I got to write a theme song for a client I'm working with called Case for Vision. And you can read all about that on the Baylines Express from last month, or on the BSCB blog. Myra and Diana did a great job telling that story. But I want to add a little bit of the next chapter, if you will. If you haven't read that, Case for Vision is a really cool low vision magnification tool that fits on your iPhone or your iPad, and it magnifies things really close up or far away. It's really been a game changer for me. And so I've sort of been helping spread the word on that, and I decided that one of the reasons I would go to CSUN this year was to help Case for Vision with their booth. So that was fun. I also had the opportunity to give a presentation about accessible marketing for assistive tech this past week, which was also fun. And it was a little different because halfway through the talk, I asked the audience, hey, would you guys be interested in standing up and learning a song with me? I just happened to have a piano in the room. And I could see them kind of saying, wait a minute, is he serious? And I said, yeah, I'm serious. Come on, it's early in the morning, but you guys can stand up and talk and sing, and I'd love to show you this. So just as a housekeeping matter with you guys right now, can you hear this? Do you hear that?
Yes, Simon, yes. You're good.
Excellent. So I showed them the song, and it went like this. I'm making a case for vision. I'm breaking it out. I'm loving the newfound freedom, the feeling of watching it all go down. I'm stretching my legs to see them. I'm standing my ground. Whether near or far, there's a case for vision. And then I said, all right, now guys, I want you to sing along. And I figured, why not? Why don't we all sing along tonight? So I'm going to, with apologies to Elizabeth Ann, I'm going to ask you to break the rules and unmute. And I'm going to sing a phrase, and I want you to sing it back to me, okay? Ready?
Oh, we all have to do it?
You all have to do it, if you're willing. I mean, I won't make you.
Okay.
So everybody, I'm going to sing a phrase, and you sing it back. Ready? Here we go. I'm making a case for vision.
I'm making a case for vision.
I'm breaking it out. I'm loving the newfound freedom.
I'm loving the newfound freedom.
Freedom of watching it all go down. The feeling of watching it all go down. I'm stretching my legs to see him.
I'm stretching my legs to see him.
I'm standing my ground.
I'm standing my ground.
Whether near or far, there's a case for vision. Here we go, ready, last time.
Whether near or far, there's a case for vision.
All right, thank you guys. I appreciate you being in that little exercise there. And the folks at the CSUN conference did the same. They were clapping and signing and just really having a good time. It was really fun. And when I sat down afterwards to continue my presentations, I just couldn't help but thinking, you know, this actually is what accessibility is about and accessible marketing is about, because it's creative and it's collaborative and it's a little joyful and silly sometimes. And I don't know, that just made me feel like I was part of something special. So I just got to hand it to you guys. That might have been the first and the best BSCB accessibility choir ever. So you did a great job. Yeah. So after the presentation finished, I had some time to hang out in the big old exhibit hall at the Case for Vision booth. And we were talking to people about this product. And one of the moments that really stands out to me happened that afternoon when a young woman who was low vision, she had the same condition I do, which is called nystagmus. She came over and started playing around with one of these tools with her phone. And she's looking around the room with it, with its telescope. She's reading with it. And she's like, I think I really need this. And so we worked it out there that she could purchase it right away with the conference discount. And her face just lit up, and she's, you could really hear the excitement in her voice when she said that. And I thought to myself, this is why I do this. It's not the marketing, it's not the presentations, but moments like this, when somebody realizes the world is just a little bit easier to navigate than it was yesterday. So that was great. But there was one more surprise that afternoon, and that was that I saw this commotion building elsewhere in the exhibit hall, and people seemed to be following somebody around. So I was like, what is this going on here? And people were like, oh, have you seen him? Have you seen him? Who is this? Have you seen him? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Have I seen who? And all of a sudden, I step into an entourage with this guy wearing sunglasses and dreadlocks walking down the hallway. And I race around to see who it is, and people are all clamoring, and it's Stevie Wonder. Oh. And I'm like, oh my goodness, hello. And I was like, I wonder if he'd let me take his picture with him. And so he did. He was very kind. And part of me was like, hey, I want to show you this song and have you sing it with me. But I didn't do that because that would have been silly and probably a little too much. But Stevie was kind enough to share some words with our group that night. And one thing that stuck out to me is that he said, you know, we can just talk about the change, but beyond that, we really need to be the change. And that really hit me, because when I think about accessibility, that's what I see when people are building better tools, people are forming relationships that change each other's lives, people are opening doors that used to be closed, and people are making sure the next generation has more access than the last.
1 minute.
So sometimes that looks like writing code or reviewing websites. Sometimes it looks like singing along to a silly song in a conference. And so I just wanted to say that I appreciate this group more now that that I had that experience. And I thank you for your time and your participation.
Thank you. Thank you. Good job.
Thank you. You're under your 10 minutes, so we're good.
And you can sing.
Yeah, we all can sing. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go.
Great. That was good, guys. That was great. Thank you.